Good afternoon. This is Ed.
Hey, Ed. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Thursday?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
Good to hear. So I'm just giving you that follow-up call regarding Google Guarantee. You guys were able to look at the emails, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for me that I can answer?
You know, we're right on the bubble of, you know, making the decision.
Right.
We're tweaking a couple other things.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to cut back on a couple of other things that we're doing.
Okay.
How long does it take to get, typically to get, and you know, just in a synopsis, who has to be background checked? Everybody in the company?
No. So what Google requires is face-to-face employees. But the thing about that is Google doesn't have like a truck that's going to run around and check up on it, right?
Yeah.
So what we've
yeah.
seen usually is just the ownership that needs to go through the background check, you know?
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So and get that done.
I'm sorry, to answer your question on the timeline, too, it usually takes about 4 weeks for the application process to finish. What we send in writing is it could take 4 to 8 weeks, but as long as you guys get everything to us ASAP, usually it's done in that four-week mark. Just to answer that question.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm really, you know, I'm always pretty, I got the sniffles today, so excuse my sniffling here.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah.
You know, I've been really frank with people lately because we have been down too many roads to go down another road without as much due diligence as is humanly possible.
Right.
You know, what we have found though is that by doing what other professionals in our industry are doing, we're getting, you know, fair results, sometimes better than others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly why I ask, is anyone else in this Google Guarantee that's in the same, and I guess I could look it up online. I'm just doing so many other things. So, I mean, I know that a couple of our competitors are not in this, but as far as other people that around the country in the same kind of work that we do, what is your experience?
Oh, since we've started this, so we launched Google Guarantee through our company 2 years ago. I've had a 100% retention rate since we started this with the Google Guarantee product. Our base products that we do, like search engine optimization and marketing for like Google Map placement, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, like it's a good program, but we can't like guarantee that they'll select you and call you directly, right?
Yeah.
But with Google Guarantee, we have been able to, because the thing is, like, if you got zero leads for the month, which hasn't happened to any of my clients on Google Guarantee, but if it did, you would pay $0 the following month because it rolls over. So it's really, in my opinion, it is the best product that Google currently offers, and it's the best lead program on the market.
Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can get that. I can wrap my head around that. All right. You know, but I've been, since you guys are definitely deep into the industry, I've been hearing more and more, and maybe it's just oddball, I guess so much stuff comes to me during the day, that there is more and more ways to optimize your Google My Business page, other than just, you know, I mean, we've got a pretty good one. I mean, it's been up for 9 or 10 years. I got a lot of photos, got a lot of information. Talk to me if you know, is there a way to do more, and could your company do more to optimize our Google My Business page?
So the Google Business Profile, basically what goes into that, okay, Google bots crawl the internet and they're scanning for your name, address, phone number, website, keywords, right? Your content. So partly that goes into that is you have to have a mass directory submission done. Like for example, if you use our base program where we do the local SEO, that's a part of it. We submit you out to 60 different directories with the same information. Now you have to be real careful when you're creating like new pages and stuff. Like, let's say you decided to create like a, like your own Facebook page. I'm sure you already have one, but just using that as an example. If you put a different address on there or a different city, a different phone number, the name is spelt differently, all that type of stuff ties into it and hurts your ranking. Now, on the Google Business Profile itself, you have to continuously do posts, which include the keywords, also the website being linked to it with the correct metadata, et cetera, is all important things. But with the organic section, right, it's depends on the competition in the area and how well you are optimized. It's not like a flip of the switch thing and you're up there. Like Google Guarantee, once you're Google Guarantee approved, we're able to turn your leads on right away, right? And there's not a lot. Your competitors are on there, right? But there's only four companies using Google Guarantee currently in your area. AccuLevel, the Foundation Specialist, JW Hobbs, I'm sorry, three. So there's not a lot of competition currently in the Google Guaranteed section because it's the new, but Google Business Profile, it's been around for a while. So there's going to be a lot of competition there.
Got it.
When I looked up too, because I remember when we first spoke, I looked up your ranking for the Google Business Profile. Everything looks on the up and up. You know, you have the same name, address, phone number, website all across the internet. Your Google Business Profile is optimized correctly. So there's really no improvements to make there instead of just doing your continual optimization on it through the company you're using now. But Google Guarantee, I think that would be the best option for you, especially with the lack of competition on that particular section, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do we need to do next? What's the next step?
So all that's due first is the application fee, right? So you don't pay the lead budget until you're approved on the Google Guaranteed section. And what I need to do is I'm going to text and email you that application. Give me one quick second. Let me jump over there. Well, I just want to make sure they updated it because they just put a new yeah, they did. Okay. So here comes the application first off via text message. Okay. And I'm also going to respond to the email I originally sent you with the application. So I'm literally just going to reply to it with it. That way you have it on both ends, email and text.
Yeah.
And you want to get started on that as soon as possible. Give me one quick sec, though. Just get the app sent out. All right, there we go. All right, now let me just verify some business information. So the company name, it's Kentuckiana Contracting Services. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And the correct address for you is the 9252 Storage Way?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And let's see. Okay, so I sent you the subcategories for Google Guarantee. Are all of those your subcategories, or is there anything you want to leave off?
Yeah,
I can go through
them
too.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me. Did you put all those on the
It's all in the email I sent you. It's not in the text. The text is the application, but let me just walk through them. So basement waterproofing.
Yeah.
You want those? Okay, so you want that on. Crawl space foundation.
Yes.
Foundation drainage.
Yes.
Foundation installation. I'm assuming that's yes.
No.
No, that's a no. Okay, that's what I get for assuming.
That would sound like new work. We don't do new work. We do repair work.
Okay, so leave that off. Foundation raising.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Repairs and maintenance. That's obviously a yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Slab foundation?
No.
Okay, leave that off. And let's see, steel pier pilings.
No.
No. And water and moisture control.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I got those on. Service radius. How far out do you want to target on Google Guarantee?
I want to go out 60 miles.
60 miles. Got it. All right.
I want to add a category, though.
Okay. Which category?
Grading and drainage.
Grading and drainage. All right.
Is there another category called French drains?
Say it again. French drains?
French drains, yes.
So on every Google Guarantee category, there's a listing for other, and that's where we add those additional. So grading and drains and French drains. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I got you for a 60-mile radius. Anything else we should know about that you want to add?
I don't think so. Now, here, I'm looking at your email to me.
It should be the second reply to it. It'll say Foundation Pro Vertical, and then it has a list of the subcategories on it.
Okay. Yeah, I see the subcategories. I'm seeing that, but I don't see the application.
Oh, the application should be the next reply, and it's just a link. So it'll say https colon hyphen hyphen localsplash.com/ggapp.
Yeah, I see that, man.
Okay, awesome. And all it is, we didn't make it look pretty. I just copy and pasted the link. Because that way you could go on to it from your desktop or your cell phone, you know. Okay, so I got the subcategories. I got the radius down. I verified the business info. Just for account purposes, Ed, your first name, is it Ed or Edward?
Ed.
Okay, Ed, E-D, and then Mitchell, that's with two L's on the end, right? Like the email?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's added. Okay. Okay, so the next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign a lead specialist to your company. His name is Ivan, okay? And the reason we're going to schedule the appointment is he just wants to meet you. He'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at the minimum budget as well, like we mentioned. And very important, he's going to be able to check your application to make sure that everything was submitted correctly. Okay. Now, before I schedule that, the application's already been sent to you via text message and via email. But for the billing information for the one-time application fee, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And let's see, the billing address, is it the 9252 Storage Way, or is it a different address?
No, it's 8301 Rock Vine Court, ROCKVINE, one word.
Okay. Oh, one word. Thank you for telling me that. Is that, that's in Louisville as well, right?
Yeah, that's Louisville. That's 40299.
Got it. All right, let me just pull it up. Okay, I'm just going to copy and paste it now. All right, so 8301 Rockvine Court, and that's 40299. Is that accurate?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And let's see, the card you're going to be using for the one-time application fee, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Give me one second here.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. It is 4154.
Okay.
1779.
Okay.
4190.
Mm-hmm.
7737.
Expiration.
9/25.
All right. And the CVC code.
531.
Okay. And what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to Ivan, your lead specialist. The payment is just for the $250 application fee. If you wanted to use a different like card for the leads, all you have to do is just let us know, because we don't turn them on automatically. Like, you'll get a verification, are you ready? And that's when you would let us know. Okay. Give me one second. Okay, so I'm pulling up the Google Business Profile now. It looks like you have the required reviews. It actually only requires 5 reviews to start it. So you're already at 46, which is perfect. I wanted to verify the website too. So that's going to be KentuckianaContracting.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is. KentuckianaContracting.com. Okay.
Perfect, perfect. And just a heads up, on your Google Guarantee listing, if they were to go to your website, that's not considered a qualified lead. Like, they would actually have to call you and set an appointment with you for it to be. So if they go to your website and call you, well, that's just basically like a free lead through it, okay? All right. So that's set. Okay. All right, let's schedule this appointment now. Give me one quick second. Let me just check his availability. Okay. So he always likes to do it at least the next day to give you time primarily to finish the application. But what time tomorrow will work best for you?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time.
It looks like 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the very best.
Okay. How does, would 1:30 work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So all we do, we block off 30 minutes for the appointment. It's usually a pretty quick call initially. It's just to make sure that everything submitted properly for the application. Now, what's going to happen, too, is he's going to send you some personalization emails, okay? On these personalization emails, it's how your Google Guaranteed listing will be shown. So you just want to get those filled out as soon as possible, okay? And very important regarding the background check. So what's going to happen is tomorrow, after your Google Guaranteed profile is created, he's going to be able to tell you if the background check is being performed by Evident or Pinkerton. If it's Pinkerton, no additional action is required, okay? If it's Evident, what will happen is they're going to send you a text where you have to scan the front and back of your driver's license, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sending you to – oh, man. Okay, now I'm sending you an email calendar invite. It'll say a local splash on it, LSA, which just means local service ad. You want to get used to that too, because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. It will say LSA lead on it, okay? And then it just says CI for client interview, EN for English. I am sending that literally right now.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so I told you about the Pinkerton Evident. Reviews were good. Okay, also, you will have a tracking system through this program. To log into the tracking system, I'm going to send you your login credentials right now via email and via text message. Now, it's going to have a lot of information on there, like Google business profile, Facebook ads, et cetera. You want to ignore all of that. All you're looking at is leads in the tracking system. And when you click on that, it will have a section that says paid leads. That is going to show you every lead that came through, and it will say next to it qualified or unqualified. Okay. Now, to get to that username and password screen, are you able to pull up your initial invoice right now from your email? Okay.
I've got the invite. I've got initial invoice. All right, what do I do now?
Click on the one that says initial invoice.
Yeah.
And the fifth line down is going to have a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah.
That's going to take you to our local Splash Terms of Experience. This has all our services listed on it, though. What you want to pay attention to is below Google Workspace, you'll see LSA. Okay, that's for Google Guarantee. You're on an LSA-only campaign. Okay, so if you read through that too, that's exactly what you're paying for through this. And at the very bottom, okay, it passed advanced reporting, live client support, SMS communication, delivery dates, and client responsiveness. You'll see that only the application fee has been charged. It's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to that username and password screen. And that's how you log into your tracking system.
All right. Let's see if this works.
All right.
Username.
Username is the phone number, 502-639-6771. No dashes, no spaces, just the 10 digits. And you got a cool password. You could change it if you want, but it's all lowercase letters, all one word, top leads. T-O-P,
top.
Yeah, leads.
That's all lowercase.
All lowercase, all one word. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm in my profile.
So when you log in there, it's going to have a bunch of stuff. It'll say, like, connect your Google listing, business info, promoted URL, et cetera. Don't worry about any of that. What you want to get used to is you're going to see something that says local leads. Okay? When you click on leads, they're going to add a section. It's not on there currently. Ivan will get it on there for you. But you're going to have a section that says paid leads. When you click on that, it will show you all your leads that came through.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't have to, like, monitor this daily. I have some clients that look at it every night. Some look at it weekly. Because the way the leads come through is they'll actually call your phone and it will say LSA lead. But this is just for you to, like, kind of keep track of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
No. I think I'll absorb all this. It's been a long day. I'll absorb all this, and I want to have my meeting with is it Ivan?
Ivan. Yes. It'll be Ivan. So there's three main people in the Google Guarantee, like lead specialists. It's Anna, Ivan, and Perry. You're assigned to Ivan. But he's awesome. I work with him all the time. He'll be the one conducting your client interview tomorrow. Now, very important, when you get a chance today, you're going to want to fill out that application. So that's all submitted and good to go.
Okay. All right.
And let me see. Oh, my God. You know what? I scheduled your appointment actually for today. So hold on. It's like the time already passed. I'm glad I caught that right now. So they actually, they do have a 1 or a 1:30 tomorrow. What time is better?
Let me look at that again.
All right.
Tomorrow.
One? Okay. All right. So I got you in for one. I'm resending. Oh, man. I put in your username and password. Hold on. I'm going to resend you the client interview, like, invite right now. So the other one should be canceled on there. Okay?
Okay.
Because I put it for today. My bad. All right. Ed Mitchell, let me add it. And send. Okay. You're good to go. So you're scheduled for tomorrow between 1 and 1:30. He will be calling you from our 877 number, too. Okay? All right, perfect, Ed. If you ever have any questions, even though Ivan's your lead specialist, I'm still really active in my accounts, so you could always call me directly as well. Okay?
All right. Yeah, thanks for walking me through it. I feel pretty good. This might be a right move for us. I felt a little iffy on other things, but this one sounds good.
You're going to love it. Trust me. So, yeah, look out for that call tomorrow. And as soon as you can, get that application submitted. And that way we could get rolling on everything. Okay?
Good. All right.
All right. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.